NASA announced today that it has solved a mystery on Mars. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has more on what scientists found and what it means for our understanding of the Red Planet.
Mars has these funny-looking streaks on the slopes of its mountains and craters.
They look like if you would like take a pencil and if you would make a shade. They're very linear. They just look like a line on the surface flowing downhill.
Lujendra Oja is a graduate student at the Georgia Institute of Technology. For the past 5 years, he's been studying these lines with a satellite called the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, and he's noticed something. They're changing.
They like to form when the surface of Mars is hottest. So they form in the summer.
What's more, they don't form in the planet's frigid, shady spots.
They sort of follow the sun. They always like to form on slopes that get the most amount of sunlight.
The streaks appear in salt deposits. When the Mars weather is balmy, they grow, and the team can detect water molecules in the salts. But when it gets cold, the streaks shrink. And the water disappears.
So it's only when these streaks on Mars are biggest and widest do we see these evidence for molecular water in these salts.
Now, we're not talking rivers here. Oja says this is more like splashing a bit of water out of a bottle onto a hot sandy beach.
On the surface, you would just see that hint of wetness.
Mars had lots of water billions of years ago, but this is the first evidence for liquid water on modern-day Mars. Does that mean there's life today, or that future astronauts will have plenty to drink if they ever go? Well, it depends.
We don't really have a good idea how much water is involved.
There could be a lot of salty water underground, or it could be the salts on the surface are sucking up a bit of moisture out of the red planet's thin atmosphere. Either way, researchers are excited to find water at work on modern-day Mars. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.